Welcome to Grove Cemetery, stop 9 on New Brighton Historical Society's walking tour of the Underground Railroad. Grove Cemetery, incorporated in 1859, is the final resting place of many prominent New Brighton residents, including several noted abolitionists and activists of the Underground Railroad you've learned about on our walking tour. Members of the prominent Quaker Townsend family are buried here, including Robert and William Penn, as well as Evan, Benjamin, and Milo, a personal friend of Frederick Douglass. Also buried here is Dr. David Stanton, who used his medical knowledge to treat runaway slaves in the area. In 1863, President Abraham Lincoln named him Surgeon of the United States Volunteers. His cousin, Edwin Stanton, was Secretary of War under Presidents Lincoln and Johnson. Grove Cemetery is also the final resting place of Sarah Jane Clark Lippincott, noted author, pioneering journalist, vocal abolitionist, and champion of women's rights. Local industrialist and Civil War veteran Edward Dempster Merrick is also buried here. The Merrick family owned much of the land on which Grove Cemetery now sits. In this cemetery, you can also find the graves of two former slaves, Lem Dawson and James Howard Bruin, both veterans of the Civil War who served the Union in what was known as the United States Colored Troops. Lem Dawson was rescued from slavery by residents of New Brighton, and he worked for James Edgar's livery stable, one of our tour stops. James Howard Bruin was a former slave from Kentucky before settling in New Brighton. After the Civil War, James could be seen carrying his tattered U.S. battle flag in almost every holiday parade until his passing in 1916 at the age of 90. To learn more about Grove Cemetery and New Brighton's history of the Underground Railroad, please visit the New Brighton Historical Society.